Oh. Oh, hi Colin, it's Gemma from MMA, you okay?
Yeah, how are you doing, Gemma?
I'm really good, thank you. Is now a better time for you to talk, Colin?
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
Right, perfect. So, as I was saying earlier, we just wanted to obviously confirm the details that we do have for you. Just take a brief statement from you just to get it all submitted. Is that all right, Colin?
Yeah, Mum. Well, I've got a few questions, so we'll just go ahead and we'll work through it, you know.
Yeah, no problem. So I've got your name as Colin McKay, and I've got your email as colinmckay152@gmail.com. Is that correct, Colin?
Yeah, that is, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Could you confirm your date of birth for me, please, Colin?
It's 5979.
Yeah, 79. Okay. When you was in care, was you known as any other name at all, Colin?
No, no. It's always been my name.
Right, okay. Bear with me one moment. And can you remember how old you was when you was actually in care?
Maybe 12 or 13 or something when I first went in.
12.
Something
and
like that.
Did you remain in care then until you was probably like 16?
Aye, I was in and then right straight to Young Offenders. I was in Young Offenders at 15.
Young Offender. At 15,
15.
Right, okay.
It's called, that's called an unruly. Where are your offices based?
Where actually in Stockport?
Sorry, Gemma.
In Stockport.
Why are you taking cases from up here?
Because we actually work in a lot of different things all over the country, Colin. We've been established a long time, so we do help a lot of people get money back for a lot of different things. But yeah, we've been helping a lot of people with the Scottish redress. With ourselves as well, Colin, our fee is actually the lowest, so it's on a no-win, no-fee basis, as I'm sure you're probably aware. So our fee is only 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it works out 20%, so a lot of companies are actually charging like 25-35%. So we are trying to help as many people as possible, Colin.
All right, what's your hit rate like for success?
That is something I don't know, to be honest with you. I can find out for you, but to be honest with you, this is something that's not been going on for an awfully long time, Colin, and the claims do take up to a year, so it's not something that I've got figures on for you right now, but I know a lot of people that obviously we are taking on, they are getting accepted. It usually takes within 7 to 14 days and then the case gets accepted. You actually get your own case handler, so we've got like a caseworker that will handle everything for you, where you only have one person dealing with it for you, Colin.
See, the thing is, I was already on that. I'd already started the process with somebody else. I think it was Glasgow. I'm Glaswegian. I'm from Glasgow. I'm in Inverness living now, but I'm originally from Glasgow.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
It was only a couple of months ago. But then I was in care, Gemma, and then as soon as I was old enough, I was a Torag, right? I'm 46 and I've been locked up for almost 30 years of that, 46. I got a life sentence as well when I turned 25. So I only got out less than a year ago. I'm out on parole. I'm a life licence.
Right, okay.
I've been in jail with care and sorry?
What was that for, if you don't mind me asking?
For a life sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be murder, obviously. You hardly get a license or anything else up here. It's usually the capital offence, you know.
Right.
And
okay.
I spent 21 years in prison for that. Does that make a difference? Because I know they exempt us for a lot of things.
Yeah, it does. So, with regards to the claim, if you've been in prison for murder or rape, you can't actually claim on the Scottish Redress Scheme, unfortunately.
Aye, well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you got told last time?
No. I cancelled it with Rain because I thought, I know the Scottish Prison Service.
You thought that would be the case.
I thought the most serious case you'll get money like guys that have maybe been sexually abused and caring and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My claim was for physical abuse, you know, getting a doing after them, like fighting with them and like grown men beating me up.
To be honest with you, Colin, like that, you even for things like that, there would be a case there. It's not a case of like just getting sexually abused. It is physical, mental abuse as well. So it doesn't have to be as extreme, do you know what I mean, as sexual assault.
I was in the jail when they done the swap out claims. I'm sure you heard about them. About when we used to swap out. You had to take your own, you know, you didn't have any toilets in the cell, so there's a bucket sort of thing you used, and you had to go and empty it in the morning. So a guy claimed that and said that's against my human rights. The European Court agreed with
him,
and the SPS had to pay every single guy that had slop, we used to call it slopping out, emptying your waste in the morning. And everybody got, like, thousands of people got £2,100 each, or Scottish government, SPS, well, it's the government, obviously, control their budget, but they shut it down. The government obviously seen how much money they were going to be hemorrhaging out of this and shut it down.
That's not happened with this. Like, I think it's just because the extreme, like, people are being abused in care in Scotland, it's really bad, as I'm sure you're aware. So,
that's what I'm saying. I've got a wee mate that gets seriously sexually abused in care a lot for years, and he's in the process of winning his claim. It's common knowledge that. But see, the thing is, he went on to commit a murder, and he's still getting a claim in it.
So he was sent down for murder, and he's getting a claim?
Absolutely. He committed a murder at 16 years old.
Do they know about that, do you know? Let me just check something, Colin, okay? Let me just speak to my manager and just see, because we've been told anything for murder or rape, we can't deal with it, but if you're saying that, that does sound like...
Well, it did, because he's dealing with it's like a group thing. Because he used to get taken out of the prison every Tuesday to go to this trauma group because outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got paroled a couple of days before me, about a week before me. My wee mate. They were trying to kind of link, saying, well, what if all that abuse hadn't happened to him? Would he have then went on and done
what he'd done later
on in life?
Yeah, yeah.
Did that have an effect? Did the abuse have a turn them violent sort of thing because nobody would believe him? And he's drew a lot of money out. I mean, as I say, he just got out for a life already. He got a life sentence when he was 16. He was in for, like, I don't know, maybe 18, 19 years, 20 years there. But that was sexual abuse.
Right, okay, yeah.
I thought to myself, I'm not going to give me money because a couple of screws kicked me about a cell when I was 16, but the girl that's your equivalent was saying, Colin, that's still abuse.
Was you 16 when you got sent to prison?
I was 15 when I got sent to the young offender. It's called an unruly. It means you're uncontrollable, basically. The children's homes and everything can't control you, sort of go to lock you up right, sort of thing, you know.
Yeah,
and then I was in and out young offenders. I was 16 till I was 21. Then I was in and out the adult prisons for a couple of years, and then I got a life sentence in 2005, and I was locked up through then.
2005.
And I get remanded in 2004, but I got my sentence in 2005, and I never get out until the 1st of July last year. There, I've not even been out a year.
Last year, right? Okay.
Yeah, the 1st of July,
let me
I get out.
Speak to my manager, okay? I won't be a minute. I'll just speak to him and just tell him what you told me, okay?
No problem.
But. This guy's been sent down for murder, but he's saying that one of his friends got done for murder and he's getting a payout. He said some guy he was in prison with, 21 years, because he was like, oh yeah, I've just come out of a life sentence. Was that great? But he said his mate's getting loads of money and he got sent down for... Yeah. Okay, I'll give it a go. To be fair, Maya, sorry to keep you waiting there. Right, Colin, I've just spoke to my manager and he's saying we're willing to give it a try for you. Like what you've just told us about your friends, like surely if he can get a claim, then I don't see why you shouldn't be able to. Obviously, there is some things that are more serious than others. I appreciate, you know, you did get set down for murder. But you never know. It might just be worth us giving it a go for you, Colin. Is that all right?
You can have a go, Gemma, but I'm just conscious of you maybe wasting your time, pal. You know what I mean? I don't want you to go through all this
and end up.
They say, no, we told you that convicted murderers don't get it, so you've wasted your time here doing paperwork and admin stuff.
But then your friend hasn't been turned away, has he? So, you know, there might be chance, Colin. So we're more than happy to give it a try for you. It's not a problem.
Aye, well, listen, there's nothing to lose. I don't need to pay you anything if you're not successful, do you?
No. Nothing at all.
Where's the harm then?
Right, okay. Let's just get a few details down now. Okay, bear with me. Do you have a middle name at all, Colin?
James.
James, okay. Okay, and I've got your email address. It's colinmckay152@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is, yes.
Yeah. Like, just if we can help you, we will do, you know, so we're more than happy to try. And like you say, if you don't get anything back, then it's not going to cost you anything, Colin, okay?
Oh, that's it. Just a little white waste. I'm just conscious of your time, you know what I mean?
No, you're not. Honestly, we don't at all. Okay, so you was in care from about 12, yeah? What was the name of the home that you was in, please?
I was in one called Ailsa. That's Ailsa.
Okay, I've heard of that before. Yeah.
I was in Newfield, which is out near a town called Paisley. You may have heard of Paisley.
Yeah.
It's out there, that neck of the woods, kind of Johnson Paisley.
Yeah.
I was in Ailsa. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I was in Jalesland when I was 15.
Jalesland
is where it's G.
Yeah.
E. G E I is the first three letters. It's a weird way of spelling it. It's not J O R J A I L. It's G E I L.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? S and Jalesland.
Yeah,
that's
I think I have heard of that before as well.
That was more for kind of older boys. You know what I mean? It was like it was like for boys like 14 and upwards. Basically, that was like a last resort to stop you going to young offenders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, young offenders.
That was your kind of last stop. If you didn't get your act together while you were in there, then the next stop was young offenders. You know.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, with regards to, like, the homes, were they all as bad as each other, or was there any that wasn't that bad, or one that particularly stood out more than the others, you know, the way he was treated?
Well, Ailsa was just a wee children's home. There was kids and everything in there, and they weren't necessarily in trouble. It was one of the places, it was a mixture of bad kids, and then kids that were unfortunate, where their parents were maybe alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever, they had to be taken away because they weren't getting looked after, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was okay.
And how,
but,
how was you treated in there, would you say?
Well, I was all right. I was only a kid, you know what I mean? I was always running away and everything,
yeah.
But I got a few beatings in Jalesland when I was 14,
yeah.
15 sort of thing. There was a couple of bullies in there, you know, men throwing their weight about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.